This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Vernon Dozier joins us. Mr. Dozier is an educator, a high school teacher, and a man who has started an organization that wants more accountability with child support money that husbands give to ex-wives, ex-husbands give to ex-wives in support of the children. Would you say that that's a fair assessment?
I think it's a good start, Phil. We're primarily interested in accountability because many women in this country, and there's a very, very interesting body of literature on this that indicates that most women who receive child support payments are spending the money on something other than the support of the children. There is a very good body of reading on this subject that shows that most of these women who get child support spend it on themselves. We're talking about...
what are we talking about? Beauty treatments or...
That kind of thing, vacations, and things that have no direct relationship to the support of children.
Now, in your case, you worked it out with your ex-wife that you would put money into some kind of a bank account?
I have put money into a debit account that can only be accessed with a debit card. And what that means is I can track exactly where she's spending the money. And
doesn't that mean also you can track when she withdrew money and where she withdrew, that kind of thing?
Well, there's a lot of things you can track, but primarily I can find out what she's spending the money on, what stores she went into, you know, what time of day it was, and so forth, so I can keep an eye on her. Well, not, I don't mean keep an eye on her, but I can keep an eye on what she's doing with this money. Now, she is challenging this.
Now, I wanted to get it. She's challenging that with her attorney?
Yeah, she is redressing the court on this. She's asking that she just get a check. And I guess, you know, I've made, you know, a lot of mistakes in my life, and I suppose you could say I made one with her, but, you know, I don't know who she thinks I am, but I'm not that stupid, and I'm not going to. I've instructed my attorney that I would, and I told him I would rather, I'd rather just cut off a part of my body and never have children again than to do that.
This woman, were you married to her not for very long, right?
She was my second wife. My first wife, who is still alive, was very, very sick, and I became involved with this younger woman. She's a good deal younger than me. We had two children. That's correct.
How old? What's the age difference?
Well, I'm 48, and when I married her, she was 19.
Wow, that is young, isn't it?
It's.
How old is she now?
She's 21 now.
So you told her,
and that's something else too. At that age, a woman is going to be interested in things, I think, that are not necessarily in the well-being of the child. Now she is living at home with her parents.
This ex-wife.
Yes, she's living at home with her parents, so she doesn't have any rent to pay. So she can go off at night to the bars that she likes to go to, or whatever it is that she does, and take the money that I've given her for child support and drink it up if she wants to.
Do you have any indication that she's doing that?
Well, I've looked over the records of where this child support's going. She's buying things that have nothing to do.
Can you give me an idea what we're talking about? She's buying things that are nothing to do with the support of the children.
Well, I've got from the month of May here. She was buying toys, ice cream. None of this stuff has anything to do with the immediate life support of these children. I had a dispute with her attorney and on whether, when she was buying milk, and I understand that people believe that milk is necessary for raising children. Guess what? That's not the case. You can raise a child on water.
Well, I mean, you could, you know, they keep prisoners alive on bread and water.
I'm not talking about that, but I'm saying ice cream and toys and this has got nothing to do with the basic technical support of a child. That's number one. Number two, you know, if I'm keeping track of what she's doing with this money, she went out and she used this account. She got her nails done. Now, this is what I'm talking about.
But it's also true, having, you know, lived with a woman who is receiving child support payments, that this money gets commingled with other funds in the house, you know.
Well, I'm I have a record, and there's a very good body of literature that basically says most child support, look, Mr. Henry, most child support being paid to women in this country, they're taking it, and they could very possibly be spending it on some new younger boyfriend. They could be very well spending it on their getting their nails done, getting their pedicures, their, man, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And I know in my ex-wife's case, because it was one of the reasons why we split up, that she I was very interested in this young man who came once a week to clean our pool, and I have to keep track of this money. And
all right, well, you're keeping track of the money to make sure that the money goes to the support of the children. And
also I want to know what she's doing, because when I can keep track of her, I know if she's doing something for the kids. See, if I find out that any of this money's going to this guy that cleaned our pool, and what I mean by that is dates, taking him on vacations, and this kind of a thing.
All right, hold on for a minute. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Vernon Dozier is my guest. The organization is called Men Standing Up, is that right?
Yes, it's called Men Standing Up for Their Rights, and there is a body of literature that I wanted to direct your audience to, Phil, on child support being paid in America, that most of this is going to nail jobs and getting up some kind of a bouffant hairdo or something.
Can you tell me exactly, are these articles?
Yeah, there's very, very broad body of work that's been written about that.
Can you direct me to one of the articles?
I have got it in my briefcase. I don't have it with me right now, but I'd be very happy to give you that information when I get it. I don't have it, but there's a huge body of work on this, that women take child support money that a man pays, and then they've maybe met some man who is younger, and they decide that he's going to be some kind of a what they call a boy toy or a toy boy or something. I think it's called a toy boy. And they take this guy and they buy him shoes and they buy him slacks and underwear and dress him up.
Using the money intended for the children.
Using the money intended for the children. Now, I've kept track of my ex-wife's movements all through last week. She used the debit card in the grocery store most of the time, but again, she's buying a lot of stuff. You know, boy, I tell you, you get into an argument with a woman.
Well, you mentioned that she bought ice cream, toys, and milk. Milk can be argued to the children, babies. How old are these children?
They're 4 and 5.
All right. Well, I mean, come on. Isn't milk a necessary part of...
Milk is something that you want to give a child, yes. Is it absolutely necessary for the support of the child? The answer to that question is no. So when she starts to push it with me, and I told her, I said, you're starting to push it with me because I see purchases here having to do with eggs and milk. Now,
isn't that necessary for the support of a child? I mean, it's the child's food.
You don't have to feed a child double A jumbo ranch eggs and juice pops. You can feed a child cereal.
But you put milk on that.
I beg your pardon?
You put milk on cereal.
You can put milk on cereal. You can put water on cereal. You don't have to have... The point that I'm making is, there's the body of literature on this. This isn't just me talking. Our organization, men who want their rights, is about making sure that these women are not taking this money and blowing it on some boyfriend. That's the part that I don't like.
All right, well, you have reason to believe that your wife may be spending the child support money that you're sending her on a boyfriend.
And again, the body, the literature, there's a great body of work.
Well, I want you to cite for me some articles, sir, so that we can get down to the brass tacks of the body of work that you say, the literature that most women spend their child support on something other than the children.
There's an enormous body of literature, Mr. Henry. A lot of articles have been written.
All right, can we cite one for me?
I've got that. It's in my car, and I'm going to get it in a few minutes, if I can.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Mary, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Ma'am. Fine.
I just think this is totally outrageous. I pay child support for my son, and my ex-husband has my son, and for him to say that milk is not a necessity or toy.
Well, it's
or
not a necessity.
Like
no, not for the life of the child's not going to die if he doesn't have milk.
Well, you know what?
There you go.
I mean, if you have a problem with your ex-wife going to buy groceries, then I think you have a problem more that with yourself because you cannot handle women. Or you just have a problem with women.
Wait a minute. Are you say you pay child support?
Yes, I pay child support, and I don't care what he does with
to another
money.
To another woman or to a
excuse me to my ex-husband. Thank you.
Well, that, I don't know what you mean because I'm talking about
obviously,
men.
Obviously, because I'm a woman and I'm trying to communicate to you, and you have a problem with women.
How do you figure I've got a problem with women, ma'am? When I'm trying to keep my
because
ex-wife from spending this money on
all
some guy who cleaned our pool.
All these women out there spending money on going out buying milk and toys. You have not said any specific things. You said, "Oh, I got all these articles."
I do have articles. First of all, this doesn't concern you.
Specific.
This doesn't concern you. I'm talking about men who are getting the shaft, and you're—I don't know what you're talking about.
She pays child support.
I would not care if my husband goes out and takes him to the movies and takes his whole new family out to the movies. I don't care.
On your child support money?
My son is having fun. My son is enjoying life. His life is better because he's getting money, and he's taking it and doing things with my son.
All right, now, there's nothing
wrong with that.
I can understand now, Mr. Andrew, what was bothering me.
If you had a daughter, do you have a daughter, son?
I have a daughter and a son. I've got two little ones.
All right. What if your ex-wife takes your daughter to have a pedicure?
What has that got to do with child support? Nothing.
It has a lot to do with it.
Gotcha.
Because
gotcha.
It is in bettering her life.
Bettering a four-year-old girl?
It is bettering your child's life to have the experience.
Wait, I want to be clear. You think a four-year-old girl needs a pedicure. Wow. Wow.
Well, but you've also said that this lady doesn't concern you. Why?
Well, I want to ask a question. Here's a woman who gave up custody of her kids. Now, that doesn't happen. Now,
it happens. It happens more than you think.
Only women who don't like kids. That's the only way that... See, I said only women that really don't like kids. Because...
Well, wait a minute. You can't say that.
No. I think you're getting off the subject.
No, why did you give up...
women.
I want to ask you, why'd you give up custody of your kids? Was there a problem?
No. My ex-husband is a wonderful father. And my son loved him... No.
And your mothering instincts aren't... See, I don't understand that.
Wait a minute. We're not talking about why
she... Well, because you have a problem yourself, and you need to check yourself.
All right, if I have a problem, I'll admit to it, but how come you,
well,
a woman...
Well, obviously, you're in denial.
How can you... Did you breastfeed these kids?
That has nothing to do with...
How can a woman bond with her children and then just dump them on a sidewalk? I don't understand.
Oh, she didn't dump him on a sidewalk.
She didn't say she dumped him on a sidewalk.
I pay child support, and whatever he does with that money, and whatever woman wants to go out and take that child support and do whatever the hell she wants to do with it, because she is taking care of those kids. She is out there. She has a lot of bills she's got to pay. She's got to pay rent. She's got to pay this. She's got to pay that. And yes, it all affects the child
in one way
or another.
Let me say something.
She goes out and pampers herself. Yes,
right.
Maybe she needed that 20 minutes away from the kids.
I will say that I agree. I see the lady's point, and I just want to say, something good. I want to say that I wish that I'd been married to you so I could be the one getting the check instead of me getting, you know, squeezed.
Well, you know what?
She's
that would have never happened because of the way you look at women.
Well, all I can say is whoever it was you married, this guy, man, this guy is living on easy street. Because what you're doing is you're giving money and you're letting him spend it on some bimbo. And
He's spending it on my kid. He's got to support my kid. He takes him to daycare. He has to pick him up. He's got to put gas in the car. He's got to buy insurance. He's got to have a vehicle.
Sounds like a life to me.
He's got to have this. He's got to have that. Yeah, my kid's going to have it. If I can do it, he's going to have it.
You're a real ball buster, aren't you?
All right, that's unnecessary.
Because I'm a woman, right?
Well, you sound like the kind of woman that likes to break a guy's you-know-whats.
Well, you're sitting there out there talking bad about women
saying
they pay child support.
There's a huge
you're
body.
Child support because your 21-year-old wife, which, hello, I think you should have known better in the first place.
There's a huge body of evidence that says these women are taking my child support and spending it
what
on some
evidence?
Younger guy, some
you
pool boy.
You have not specifically right. come up with
yeah.
any evidence.
Well, you're just a ball breaker, God.
No.
All right.
Where
now,
is the evidence?
Yeah, the evidence, I've got it in my car. I've got it in my car. I've got it in my car.
Don't get it.
Boy, I told what I would love to do to you.
Look,
yeah.
at you're doing some things here, Mr. I want to tell you something, Mr. Dozier. I don't like your tone with this lady.
Yeah, so you're sticking up with her because she's breaking balls?
No, I'm not sticking up for her because of that. I'm saying you've got a threatening tone with her. She is a woman.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Rainey. I know all about women like this. Boy, they love to humiliate.
Obviously, you know all about women.
They love to humiliate a man.
You're a joke.
You know, you're and I don't like a woman laughing at me.
You need to pay child support.
All right.
And you know what?
I gotta
think
take
you
a...
need to pay double.
Yeah,
just because her ass.
All right. All right. Okay. We used the S word the one too many times there.
You know what? Boy, I'll tell you what. She'd love to come to my house, be my wife, and strip me of my dignity.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Are most women using the child support they get from their ex-husbands for personal use, pedicures, vacations, paying for younger boyfriends? Mr. Dozier says that they are. He's with an organization. What did you get the name of this? Or is it Men's Rights or Men Standing Up or something? And we're going to talk a little bit more with him about it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. When the truth just isn't enough. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Right. Vernon Dozier, who is an educator, a high school teacher, formerly, you've been married twice, correct?
That is correct, yes.
And your second wife, with your second wife, you had two children. You got a child support arrangement. How much do you pay in child support per month?
I pay $1,000.
For two children?
That's correct.
All right, and you are, you say that you are tracking your wife's expenditure of the child support money because you put that money into an account where you can track it because it's a debit card.
That is right, and she's challenging that in court. And the reason why she's challenging that in court is she doesn't want me to be able to keep track of, you know, where she, you know, where she's going with the, you know, this pool boy, this boyfriend of hers. And
well, is the purpose to keep track of her movements or to keep track of the money that she's spending?
No, it's to keep track of the money she's spending on the kids. Or lack of money she spent on the kids, but I just find it interesting how not, you know, 3 months after she and I get a divorce, she's, you know, been seen with this guy that works for the Gumberson Pool Company over here at Steerberger and a couple of other places. Now, my question for her, and I told you, Mr. Andrea.
All right, yeah, I asked you to go get some articles. You said there's a huge body.
Yes, there is.
All right, there's a huge body of evidence. You say a lot of literature on how women are spending child support on themselves.
I've got article after article here about how probably most child support, I don't want to say what percentage, but most, over 50% child support money, these women are taking. Now, I don't know about this last lady I talked to. She's some, you know, forgive me, but I think there's a lot of women out there that wish they were born men. So she's some kind of a hybrid, like a man-woman or something. And
she was a woman who... Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm listening.
It's a woman who's got a career. She gave up custody of the kids. She's not the prime custodial parent. I'm sure she has visitation. I don't know. She pays child support. It happens.
Well, I'm...
You're saying your organization isn't for women who pay child support, just men.
Because the guys that are the men who are bleeding from the palms, the people that are bleeding from the palms in this thing are men.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. John, go ahead. John?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Well, number one, I'm a divorced parent, and I have custody of my children, and my ex-wife pays me child support.
I don't get
before,
that.
Hang on. Before you even start, I just want to say that I fought hard for custody of my kids. I wanted to raise my kids. I couldn't imagine anyone else raising my kids, and I don't understand why you didn't. That way I know what's going on with the money that comes into my house and what's going on with my kids.
First of all, most women are not going to let you have custody of the kids. You have some kind of a deal going with your ex.
No, sir, I do not. You are way off base.
Most women are going
to
cut your genitals off before.
Myself and everyone else, that was the better.
John, hold on for a minute. I got to take a break. We'll be right back with you.
Well, I just got started with this guy.
Well, I got to take a commercial break, so hold on. 1-800-449-8686. That's John, and we'll be back with Vernon Dozier, who feels that most child support being paid to women is being used by those women for nail appointments, hairdos, and taking their younger boyfriend to Steerburger.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Out of Bounds. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Dozier, you say there's a large body of it. Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show. Vernon Dozier joins us, a private citizen, a man who feels that women are taking child support.
Can I interrupt, Phil?
Well, let me tell the audience what's going on.
Well, it isn't that I feel. This is a fact.
Well, all right. You say that most women take the child support money that they get, and you're excluding men who get child support, which, by the way, I've got a caller hanging on who is does have custody of his children, and I want to get to him. But you're saying that most women use it for personal reasons.
There is a large body of evidence that, and I've got article after article.
Well, I'd like you to cite one of those articles, if you would, for me. Now, John, thanks for holding on. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry we held you through the break, but we got to your call a little late.
That's fine. I just don't understand how...
Look, most of these women are taking the money, and they're throwing it away on pedicures and some younger boyfriend.
But, sir, the thing that I got to state to you is that being that parent, even though I'm not a woman, that money has nothing to do with you anymore. It is about how that parent that is raising those children by themselves see fit to spend that money.
Well, see, you are an unusual case, John. You're a man receiving...
Not an unusual case.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me just ask you this. Don't you feel a little funny about all that?
I don't feel funny at all because I know what my children are doing. I know who they're seeing, where they're at all the time.
Yeah, but if she's giving you child support, don't you feel like you're sort of like the boy, or like her boy, or something? Or
nope.
Or are you?
No, that's not what it's about.
Well, Mr. Henry,
it is all about supporting my kids and making sure my kids have the best possible for them.
Well, how come she's?
And you know what? And you know what? I have three beautiful daughters, and number one, I have a daughter in nursing school. I have another daughter that's in college that is in computer engineering, and
yeah,
they wouldn't be there if they weren't with me.
Don't you feel embarrassed when you go in and cash these checks in the bank?
Not at all.
Like, oh, hi, I'm a guy, and I'm getting child support?
Nope, because
hold on, that's an insulting question.
Well,
insulting.
I don't understand where this guy's coming from. And the other thing is, don't you feel it's weird that your ex-wife didn't want anything to do with these kids?
Oh, she wanted it, but I fought and got custody because I wanted them and showed that I was a better parent to take care of these
kids. Now, I'm going to say something, and I don't want to scare you, but it looks funny for a father to fight for custody of three girls, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, come on.
The only thing is your thoughts about women, buddy.
What?
You know, I have been remarried. I have a beautiful wife, and I have since then had two more children. Work my butt off, and I take care of my family. And that's what it's all about.
Well,
and if my ex-wife has to help me pay for college and everything else, not a problem. There's her children also.
Where are these articles, Mr. Dozier, that you said...
I've got them in my briefcase.
Well, you said you were going to go get them.
I'm sorry?
You said you were going to go get them.
I have them here, but they're in my they're in another room.
Well, these are the articles you said most child... Thank you very much, John, for your call. Most child support that women get is spent on facials...
I've got the where they what do you call it when you get the hair taken off your upper lip? A lot of women have that done, and there is a shocking statistic, as a matter of fact, Phil. I've got it here that a lot of a significant amount of money that is being paid to wives to support the children. This is money that ex-husbands are paying to ex-wives to support the children. A shocking amount of money is being used for women, if you can believe this, to get hair taken off of their lips. Now, I think that is that's the lowest, because I can tell you, I can understand, even if a woman wants to get, a new set of, boobs, I can understand that. But taking my money that I worked my tail off for to support my two babies, and then going in and laying it on somebody to remove hair from your upper lip, makes me want to hurt someone.
Well, you keep citing...
I know I keep citing...
And I want to see the evidence. I want to hear what the articles are. Felice, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I think I is stalking this woman by wanting to know where she spends every penny. She's supporting the children. Give her the money.
I don't know that. I don't know that she's supporting the children. She's spending money on ice cream. What's that?
What's wrong with a kid having ice cream?
That is not necessary for a kid staying alive.
You know what? It's not your decision.
Excuse me. Wait. Am I the guy giving the money? Yes. So can I? Are you telling me she could take that money and spend it on having hair taken off her upper lip?
You know what? You have two children. Obviously, they have clothes. They live in a house. They have a roof over their head. There's electricity to pay. I'm sure they go to school. I'm sure they wear shoes. I'm sure there's eye doctor appointments and dentists.
Yeah, but neither my daughter or my son needs to have hair taken off of his lip.
You know what? Give her the money and get on with your life. You're stalking her. You need to know where she spends every penny. She's spending it on the children. She's raising your children.
So that's it. So you think I'm a stalker, huh?
Well, you keep saying that you want to... You said a couple of times, like a Freudian slip, I want to keep track of her.
I want to know if my child support money is going to have hair taken off of her lip. That's all I want to know. Now, she is Armenian.
You're a little paranoid.
How am I paranoid, ma'am? Look, my ex-wife is Greek, and you know that those women have a problem with that.
You know me?
I said, who's that turd in the back? You know,
I would ask you not to talk.
My son, who received child support from his father from the time he was 3 years old.
Yeah, well, would you please tell it to shut up?
Wait a minute. I do not want you talking about any of the callers.
Look, my ex-wife was Greek. Now she's got a mother.
Married the woman. Have a little respect. She's the mother of your children.
Yes, she is the mother of my children.
Have respect.
And I would like to have that money go to my children instead of her going for a shave.
Are you playing out in the street naked?
I think they should have clothes, but they don't have to have their clothes bought at Abercrombie and Fitch.
It's not your decision where the clothes are purchased.
Suppose she takes all that money and she has hair removal from her lip every week for the rest of her life, which means my kids starve to death. That's not my decision.
Are your kids starving to death, sir?
I think that it's possible.
I'm sure you can go to court and get custody for them, but apparently they're not. And you know what? Obviously, you are not the custodian parent.
Ma'am, I think it's my business that if my wife drinks up all that money or goes in for back hair removal...
Are your children living on the street?
Yeah, that's the most important question.
Are they homeless?
Are the kids homeless? How are they doing?
I have every reason to believe, based upon a large body of literature that I've got.
Let me tell you something about your literature. I am a college-educated, I have a psychology degree, and I have never, ever seen literature about women, literature, scientific literature, that women are spending their child support money to have hair removed from their lips. So all your scientific evidence, you know...
Ma'am, I have a large... First of all, there are two studies at the University of Indiana.
No. Don't tell me. Where is the article?
The article? Tell me what journal it's in.
I've got it in my briefcase.
You know what? I can cite you journals from 5 years ago when I was in college.
Yeah, well, here's the
thing.
You
can't even cite the name of an authentic
Ma'am, I've got it in my briefcase in the other room. I forgot the combination to my briefcase lock.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ma'am, are you calling me a liar now?
Well, sir, what we are saying is this.
But you don't happen to forget that your children may have eaten ice cream once, but you can't remember the combination to your briefcase?
Ma'am, I am telling you that there is a large body of literature.
You know what? You don't have to tell me there's a large body of literature because you can't prove it.
You need to cite
back it up.
You need to cite the article, sir, that says that most, not, you didn't say most, I know, but you said a large amount of money, child support money, is being used by women for lip hair removal.
Yes, Greek-American women.
You're a control freak.
Ma'am, I am not trying to, I want to ask you a question. You know, everybody's yelling at me. How am I supposed to sit by and watch my wife buy ice cream, and because she had the misfortune of having parents that came from Greece, a big-ass mustache.
Let me tell you, this is your wife. This is somebody you married and you swore to.
Yeah, and dude, you know, enough with the lip hair. I mean, first of all, ice cream enhances the quality of life of any child. Don't you care that your children are happy?
Of course I do.
Then what the heck's with the ice cream, okay?
All right.
Get on with your life. Give her the child support, and you get on with
your
life.
Do I have to sit by and
what?
Okay, do I got to sit by and bankroll her dates with this pool boy at Steerberger? Do I got to do that? No. I don't think I have to do that.
Do you know that she's using your child support money?
Going to your children. If they have clothes on their back, and they're well-fed, and they go to school, the money
is... I'm just telling you, it burns... I'm telling you, it burns me up to know that she had the hair removed from her lip on Friday... And the next day, she's out taking this pool boy out.
Love.
So she went out and had hair lip removal and then took the guy out.
Yeah.
And your children are laying in the gutter naked.
For all I know, they could be. But I'll tell you this much.
You don't have much involvement in their life.
4 years of marriage, and she never once offered to take that freaking mustache off for me. But no, now she meets a guy.
Wait a minute. Well, what
you know, wait.
What about visitation with your children? Have you been forbidden to visit them?
What do you mean?
You said you have no idea. You said they could be lying in a gutter somewhere.
They could be.
Don't you see them? Don't you have visitation?
I you know what? I've been so busy.
You know what? Spend 5 minutes with your...
I bought a boat.
On the phone and ask them how their day was. You've been so busy being...
No, ma'am. I bought a sailboat.
All right. Thank you very much, Felice. 1-800-449-8686. I bought a sailboat.
Oh, so I can't have fun. Thank you. Thanks so very much. What a selfish bastard.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
There's braces for your teeth and a bus to Dollywood if you'll shut up.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I think you're bitter about a lot of things. Vernon Dozier here on the Phil Henry Show. Mr. Dozier is my guest. He is looking into his... What is the name of your organization?
You say something?
Yeah. What is the name of your organization?
I'm sorry. It's called... Our organization is called Men... You know, Men Need to Get Their Rights Back, because what... The money we're giving to our wives, we want to support our ex-wives, we want to support our children. And the thing that galls me is twofold. I want the money to go to my kids, and I don't want my wife spending it on getting her lip hair removed. But also, man, she could have, all those years.
How long were you married to her?
I was married to her for 2 years.
And how old are the kids?
Kids are 4 and 5.
So in other words, these children were yours, but born before the two of you were married.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Now, you also said she's 21, the eldest is 5. So you were engaging in relations with this woman when she was a girl.
I don't deny any of that, and I'm not proud of any of that. It got way out of hand. My wife was very sick. She was not able to be a wife to me. She couldn't be a woman to me. I started up with a student of mine, and it was very wrong. But I did the right thing. I married her.
You married her when she had, what, 3 and 4 year old children?
No, I married. The children were 2, there were 3 and 2, yeah, when I married her. But what I'm saying to you is, how come she's getting her lip hair removed now that we're not married? Why couldn't she have had the common courtesy to do it when we were married?
All right, here is Michelle. Go ahead, Michelle.
How much child support exactly do you pay?
I pay $1,000 a month.
Okay. I'm a single mom. I get $71.82 a week for two children.
Uh-huh.
And that's a week. I support my children from point A to point B.
Well,
if I want to take my little $71 and go get my lip waxed, I'm going to do it.
Oh, you know what? That's low. Why
no,
would you do that?
Low.
Why are you taking your? Why are you taking money that was meant for milk and cookies and everything for your babies, and having your lip waxed out?
Hey, I need to have Michelle turn her radio down. You need to turn that radio down, Michelle.
Okay,
you got it down?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It doesn't matter what I do with that money.
Well, I think it does.
There's no law. There
and
is no law.
We're trying to get the laws changed. We're trying to get the law changed.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
Well, come on. I'm going to walk in front of a judge and say, Your Honor, here's Michelle. She takes her money, and she admits that she spends it on her own personal use, and it's meant for the kids. What judge is not going to rule in my favor?
Exactly. Just like that I am admitting that I take care of my children from point A to point B.
How could you do that?
Which is way more than $71.82 a week.
I don't know how you can do that and get your lip waxed.
You work?
Well,
you have a job.
You're taking that money that your husband works his rear end off for, and you're pulling the hair off your lip. Did you do it for him when you were...
Will you forget about getting the hair off the lip, please?
It doesn't matter.
Jeez.
Whether she is buying her a shirt...
It hurts. It just hurts me, that's all.
Why? She's taking care of these children. Are these children yours?
Yeah, they're mine. Yes, and I give her $1,000 a month cash on the barrelhead to make sure those kids have water, primarily water.
I can tell you this. It costs her way more than $1,000 a
month. Doubt.
To support two children.
Got a break.
Way more than $1,000 a month to support two children and get her back hair removed.
Thank you very much, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show.
I was married to Captain Hook.
1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Yeah, the Phil Hendry Show is back. I want you to know that Father James McCorders, Art Bell, General Johnson Jameson, Margaret Gray, Spelling Bee for the Deaf, Rudy Canoza, R.C. Collins, and me, Vernon Dozier, we've all been, as you can say, we've all been played by Mr. Hendry. Oh, yeah, we've been played all right. We've been played like monkeys. Like monkeys in 100 yards of grapevine. I personally feel had. I'm Vernon Dozier. The Phil Hendry Show is produced by Mark Newman, Harry Shelley, and Michelle Hernandez. Forget it. Hell, do you people care? What do you care? You don't care who produced the show. Big wow. It's a big vanity thing.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.